We're coming here from December 8th up until, I think, January 9th. We've actually extended our stay here for a week because I guess Manchester wants to see the shows, which is amazing. So I'll be here for Christmas. I can't wait.
What will you do?
I have no idea yet. I haven't planned it. Definitely told my family that we'll be in Manchester for Christmas this year.
So will they come here?
Yeah, they're all going to come up to me. So it's going to be really good fun. I think it's going to be really good fun. Me and my three dogs as well.
Listen, I'll give you the lowdown. Anything you want to know about this city,
there we go.
I will tell you.
Thank you, babes. I love it here. Absolutely love it here.
Why?
Well, you know what? The nightlife is really good fun. And the support I've always had in Manchester has been incredible. And I know I may sound a little bit silly for saying this, but I support Man United. And apparently the Man United fans here, well, no, they're not here, are they, in Manchester, majority of them? They're in London, apparently.
So they say, but I'm not going to be drawn on that.
Well, I am Manchester United all day, so I'm a big fan, so I'm going to be going down to Old Trafford after this today, actually.
Are you?
Hopefully, yeah, if I've got time. I want to go buy football.
Do you? Who for?
Myself.
Oh, well, why not? Why not?
Exactly.
I'd have thought you'd have gone to buy yourself a pair of shoes or something.
No, that's fine. I'd rather a football today, of all days.
Do you remember the first time you saw the film, The Bodyguard?
I do remember. I was really, really young. I know that it came out in 1992 because that's when my brother was born. And I remember my mum letting me watch it probably when I was about 6 or something, so maybe 2 years after it came out. And I loved it because I love Whitney Houston. I'm a massive fan of hers. And, for me, it's such an honour and a privilege to be able to be given this role to play, because I never thought for a million years that I would be in this position. And I'm very lucky. I'm very, very lucky. And it's something that I'm definitely not taking for granted, because it's such a huge role. So my interpretation of Rachel Maron is, it's young, it's fun, it's sassy, diva-ish, it's sexy, and it's very different to all the Rachels that I've previously played in the theatre.
So when this was first mooted, this film was going to be turned into a stage show, were you like, ooh?
Yeah, I was, actually, because I got asked to do it before it actually came to the stage. And I said no at that time because I didn't think I was mentally ready, physically, emotionally. I didn't have the confidence to take on such a role. Go 2 years later, the company approached me again and asked if I would do it. And I said, listen, the only way that I would do it is if you audition me. Don't just give me a role based on the fact that you think I can sing. Do it because you think I can act as well. So I went in, auditioned, and 2 hours later after the audition, they called me and said, it's yours. So I was like, well, those acting lessons have kind of paid off, and I'm still doing acting lessons and keeping that up.
So really, you have had acting lessons?
Yeah, I'm taking it really seriously, because before they asked me to do it, it was 10 years since I had a lesson. So I went and done a course of lessons and stuff, and then done a 4-hour intensive lesson based just on The Bodyguard. And that's how I got it. I think I have to give it to my teachers, because they definitely got me out of my shell.
Your shell? Really?
Yeah,
see,
definitely.
Now that would be surprising, wouldn't it? To a lot of people.
Yeah, probably, because I guess I come across as like very quite
confident.
Just loud. And I'm always just that happy-go-lucky girl. And I guess when it came to the acting side, I definitely went quiet. You really couldn't hear me speak because I was so shy. And I remember, doing the readings with the other leads and stuff, and with the whole company, I was so shy. Didn't want them to see me act. I told my manager, just dig me 6 foot now and drop me in a hole. And it definitely has given me a massive confidence boost in order to do this show and to get good reviews. I want to keep that and keep it consistent. So I'm not complacent. I want this tour to just have me evolve into something that I'm not sure of what it's going to happen. At the end of the year, I want to be able to look back and go, wow, I've done myself really proud.